Hello and welcome to Sentinel Watch, a weekly production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm Tony Lobel. Today's program has a simple premise, that Christian science heals, and that we all love to hear stories about life-changing healings that result from spiritual insights and understanding. So sit back and kick off your shoes and have a listen to our contributors sharing how their practice of Christian science has led to complete freedom from conditions such as a chronic back problem, a growth, a painful eye, and a severe injury. Get ready to feel the heal on today's edition of Sentinel Watch.
Hi, I'm Christy Hanslick, and I'd like to share a healing that gave me some good insights into how Christian science heals. Several years ago, I strained my back, and it was extremely painful. I was afraid because this had happened before, and I'd spent several consecutive nights in excruciating pain. I wanted relief fast. Even though I'd been learning to rely more and more on Christian science for healing, I decided to ask a chiropractor for help with my back, encouraged by my then husband, who was not a Christian scientist. The chiropractor diagnosed that my hip was out of alignment with my back and proceeded to realign it with his hands. I experienced temporary relief, but he expected that he would need to do this procedure several more times. He asked me to return for treatment and scheduled appointments for two more sessions. The following afternoon, our family took a trip to northern Wisconsin. During the three-hour drive, my back grew more and more uncomfortable. By the time I lay down to sleep that night, I was frustrated and scared that the aching would never go away. As I lay there in the dark, I felt alone and abandoned. At this point, with no other help available, I reached out to God wholeheartedly. I mentally affirmed that God had an answer for me, one that was immediately available, and I stopped trying to outline how healing should take place. Not wanting to disturb my family by turning on a reading light, I listened quietly in the dark for God's guidance. Three ideas came at once. First, that I was not alone. Divine love was caring for me. Second, that I was not far away from help. I could not ever go beyond the reach of my divine parent. Nothing, not even this pain, could separate me from God's infinite love for me. Third, that I didn't need to feel regret about not turning to God for help from the beginning. I thought about how much I loved watching my own child's progress and knew at that moment that my divine parent only rejoiced in my progress. The messages I received were entirely consistent with what I'd learned from my study of Christian science. When I began praying, I felt like a child looking for comfort from an all-powerful Father, Mother, God. And it was as if I'd come home. This reminded me of what science and health says. The sharp experiences of belief in the supposititious life of matter, as well as our disappointments and ceaseless woes, turn us, like tired children, to the arms of divine love. Instantly, I started feeling a gentle, divine embrace, and I experienced immediate relief from the back pain. It simply vanished. Lying there in the dark, now free from pain, I was overwhelmed with gratitude and amazed at God's ability to help and heal me. The healing reinforced my understanding that divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. Science and Health, page 494. This proved to me that the back injury was nothing more than a lie about me from the beginning. It strengthened my conviction that I possessed a purity and perfection as God's child that couldn't be twisted or strained. These truths of my spiritual being made themselves more apparent in my experience once I actively acknowledged them. Would they have been true even if I hadn't turned to God and listened? Yes. It became clear to me that my healing had happened not because these truths had suddenly become truer and truer, but because I'd allowed them into my thought and experience. The following day, I woke up, still pain-free, and fearlessly went whitewater kayaking. I gently surfed the waves in the river, rejoicing in the previous night's opportunity to learn more about God's love for me. When I finished, I lifted my kayak to strap it tightly on top of the car's roof, a task I'd been too fearful to do during the previous month. I never returned for those two subsequent visits to the chiropractor. When back pain again threatened a month later, I immediately remembered the lesson I'd already learned about God's constant love for me. I experienced a complete healing that same day with help from a Christian Science practitioner whom I asked to pray with me. The pain never returned. This experience took place over a decade ago, and I have continued a very active lifestyle and only grown in my appreciation for the efficacy of Christian Science treatment.
That was Christy Hanslick, a Christian Science practitioner from Boulder, Colorado.
I became aware of a growth on the inside of my mouth. And in just a short period of time, it became hard and very painful. Now, during this time, being a student of Christian Science, I'm accustomed to treating myself through prayer and Christian Science. And I would say that I did that, but only to some degree. I think this is kind of a key point to this healing, is that I certainly did pray about this, but I wasn't really thorough.
So then what did you do?
Well, I actually had to go to the dentist to have my teeth cleaned, and as the technician got ready and I opened my mouth, she saw what was going on. She became alarmed, and she went and got the dentist, who came in and gave me a thorough examination. And in doing so, both the dentist and the technician stressed their great concern for this problem. They laid out several paths that they thought this might take, none of which was good news.
Mm-hmm.
This was kind of a trumpet call to wake up, so to speak, and get busy and pray about this in Christian Science. So what happened was two things came to thought from my childhood. I was raised by a mom and dad who were students of Christian Science, and they raised four children in Christian Science. And my mother's two statements in handling any single problem that an active household with four sons could possibly have, the first statement was, "Thus far and no farther," which is found in Science and Health, the Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy on page 124. So, if we got hurt on the playground or skinned our knee or pinched your finger, and random mom, her very first response was, "Thus far and no farther." It just kind of shut the door right then and there on whatever the problem was. And then she would follow that up with a well-loved statement from Science and Health. And that sentence is, "A spiritual idea has not a single element of error. And this truth removes properly whatever is offensive." It's safe to say, Rita, that I've heard those two statements almost every single day of my childhood, mm-hmm. to the point that we would commit them, of course, to memory. As I'm in the chair and they're cleaning my teeth and so on, I'm realizing the great need now to take my stand for healing and for what's right for me. And I heard my mother's voice in thought saying, thus far and no farther. Thought the time is upon me right now to stop giving this any intrusion in my thought, this problem, this growth in my mouth. And then I thought of the second part, which is the statement from Science and Health, and I went through it line by line. I started out with a spiritual idea, reasoning, well, that's me in every form, in thought and in every way. A spiritual idea has not a single element of error. What's interesting about that is that I've always thought of that in a bodily manner, but I also realized that day in the dentist chair, that also means in thought. I can't even hold on to any thought of error. And this truth, I paused there because what the thought that came to me about that was the statement from Psalm 90, which says, from generation to generation, thou art God. This truth that goes on from generation to generation, the next line is, removes properly. As I thought about that, that meant to me immediately, effectively, and permanently. And then finally, whatever is offensive. And the thought that came to me was from the Bible, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. I thought, you know what? I do love this law of healing, this law of Christian Science. I've loved it my whole life. So I knew I could depend on it. A spiritual idea has not a single element of error, and this truth removes properly whatever is offensive. And I can say that that was the last time I thought about the growth in my mouth. So much so that I'm not really certain exactly when the healing came. It was in just a couple of weeks, but I became aware that it was gone. So fast forward about 8 or 9 months, back in the dentist chair for my regular cleaning. This time, however, the technician and the dentist had me open my mouth to sort of see the state of things. And to their surprise and joy, the mouth, of course, was completely healed. And that healing had just come naturally, quickly, beautifully, and most of all, permanently. So I rejoiced a lot that day in recognizing that these truths that we've cherished, whether it's for a day or a month or a lifetime, are effective right where we are just when we need them.
That was Eric Horner from Winter Park, Florida.
Hello, I'm Jyothi Raghu, and I'd like to share some Christian Science healings I had when applying what I know to be true about my real identity as a spiritual child of God. From my study of the Bible and the writings of Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, I've come to understand how important it is to really know who I am. For years, I thought of myself as a combination of body and mind, with the material body being mostly in control. Or as a human being with my own separate mind responsible for my own well-being. But the truths I've been studying in Christian Science have shown me I'm so much more than that. I'm not a mortal struggling to work up to spiritual perfection. No, I am right now, and we all are right now, the children of God, always and forever. And as the children of God, we are whole and complete and always cared for, loved, and nurtured by God, and maintained by Him in our original spotless purity and perfection. As such, we really have no ultimate flaw or imperfection or a lack of understanding or wrong way of thinking that can cause suffering or illness that needs to be healed. As God's children, we are truly at one with God as a spiritual beloved child, now, and forever cared for and maintained by Him. God never stops loving, maintaining, and caring for us, not even for a nanosecond. And I'm also learning that if we do find ourselves in need of healing, our loving Father, Mother, God will tell us exactly what we need to know to see through this lie of sin, disease, or death to His perfect, harmonious universe. Through earnest prayer, communion, and even dialogue with God, He reveals to us our God-given identity as His own beloved child. I'd like to share a couple of examples of this. I had this really painful eye condition for several months. I have to admit that I really didn't specifically pray about this eye condition, but I did keep my daily prayer and spiritual study, which always bore fruits. Well, one day when praying, I got a bit discouraged and said to myself, well, look at you. You can't even heal a simple eye condition. You haven't made progress at all. But as I learned, this was not what a loving God was telling me. A good God would not send me discouraging thoughts like that. No, a good God, loving God, loved me and could only love me. Well, a little bit after that, I unthinkingly rubbed my eye and out came a piece of contact lens that had been lodged in my eye for months. That was the source of the pain, which after that disappeared. This showed me I need to stick to God and what I know is true of my spiritual identity, no matter what. Similarly, I had this lump on my arm for many years, which was unsightly but caused no problems. Recently, though, it swelled up and smelled a little funny, but it still caused no problems. But one day, I had the thought again that, look at you, you can't even heal a simple lump, which has been there for ages. How do you expect to heal the big things in your life? But I knew better this time, and I continued my daily prayer and held fast to God's goodness and care. Well, a couple of days later, I got some bad news, but handled it well because I had been praying about it. I felt so loved by God, no matter. I also received a comforting reply email from a friend. And then it happened. As I was feeling this great care and love of God, the lump started coming out till all the substance was gone and I was healed. I think for me, the importance of these two experiences was that even when I felt discouraged, God still heard me and still loved me and showed me what was always true about me. It was really about God showing me His goodness and His love for me and not my human worthiness. God is always loving everyone like this right now. Christian Science healing is the revealing of what is true, true about God and true about us. So God reveals and shows us who we truly are as His beloved child, and also reveals His faithfulness and care as our Father Mother, who always answers every prayer and which always will result in healing. And nothing can stop us from seeing it.
That was Jyoti Raghu from Chinchai, Madras, India.
Hello, I'm Susan Collins, and I'm a Christian Science practitioner and teacher in New York City. I've had a number of healings, and it's absolutely true. The same Christ that Jesus taught us and it was with Him is with us today. And it's God's divine ideas that are animated and come to heal us no matter what the problem is. And we can rely on God. And I wanted to share a marvelous healing I had recently of a severe injury with a little expansion for explanation purposes. And it was almost a year ago now. And as it were, I was sitting at my desk, sitting on top of my legs, in my high swivel desk chair. I threw a candy wrapper into my trash bin, but I missed. So I reached down to pick it up and try again and fell out, crashing hard on the floor in a very awkward position. The pain was intense. I immediately, unwittingly thought, oh, is anything broken or ruptured? But then fervently I countered, no, there are no accidents in God's kingdom where I live and move and have my being. There can't be. There's nothing beyond God's infinitude, his allness. I considered, too, the fact that I'd been about my Father's business, doing his work, and therefore I couldn't suffer, as Jesus tells us in the book of Luke. I reasoned also that I hadn't been sinning. Mrs. Eddy writes in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, it is error to suffer for aught but your own sins. So if I hadn't been sinning, how could I suffer? And thus my healing journey continued. Several days went by. I pondered many spiritual truths and specific laws of God. For example, adhesion, cohesion, attraction are properties of mind. I knew that since I was God's divine mind's exact spiritual reflection and image, everything in my being, every function, action, motion, movement, had to be operating intelligently and perfectly, since divine mind was governing. And this would be manifested physically, too, if it was needed. Also, I understood from the teachings of Christian Science that swelling was a result of fear. So I prayed both acknowledging and relishing the fact that, as Mrs. Eddy tells us, mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual harmonious action. So there really wasn't anything to be afraid of. I could expect to walk again in harmony and wholeness. Though my leg just plain didn't look right, I could still expect it to resume its natural, perfect, congruent fit, as the Bible teaches in Ephesians, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. I have to say, though, most unfortunately, I did exhibit some willfulness. You see, I loved to walk. I needed to walk and was determined to walk. Nothing was going to interfere. Yet after just about three or more blocks of walking, the swelling returned and worsened, and pain, too. Humility was needed to listen to my Heavenly Father Mother's instruction, my God-given intuition, to follow after wisdom, common sense, practicality. One day, as I was walking along Broadway, where I live in the Big Apple, I came across yet another come-on-in-without-an-appointment medical office, and I capitulated. However, I wasn't there long when I reviewed to myself, truly, are you material, fleshly, carnal, or are you spiritual, eternal, immortal? Which one? I knew, spiritual. I had had many Christian Science healings, so I knew that Christian Science worked. So, of course, I determined to stay with it for this one. And I understood I wasn't healing matter. I was healing mental states of thought, fear, dismay for making such a dumb chair maneuver, self-pity, and preoccupation. Before the fall had happened, I'd been ruminating on some past misunderstandings and injustices I felt I'd experienced. I saw then that they needed to be rooted out, expunged, and that I must watch thought more closely. So self-forgiveness was the demand, and forgiveness for anyone I felt maybe had offended me. A clean slate, in other words. At any rate, I left the walk-in clinic pronto, went home, and called a Christian Science practitioner. She agreed to pray for me to give Christian Science treatment. I was so pleased. Improvement began immediately, but the swelling and discomfort continued. Though the pain abated considerably, still, after sitting or lying down for very long, the pain would be intense when I endeavored to rise up again out of my chair or the bed. The practitioner remained steadfast. I reminded myself that I couldn't suffer for doing what God had made me able to do, to walk, bend, push, jump, pull. This was God's law. There were none greater. At one point, the practitioner sent me this marvelous statement about man by Mrs. Eddy. It says, he is wholly symmetrical. Yes, and another law, assuring man's permanence and indestructibility. Another touchstone had come to me. I deeply pondered the concept symmetry and began making consistent effort to align my every thought with divine mind. And divine mind is another synonym for God. Saying only what God would have me to say, thinking only what my Father would have me to think, doing what my Maker alone would have me to do, and feeling only what Mother Love would have me to feel. I tried to do this constantly. I also continued praying with things like the scientific statement of being in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, 23rd Psalm, and the definition of man. And particularly, I endeavored to be a world-class, five-star, cutting-edge gold medal Olympian porter at the door of my thought, watching diligently as to what I was letting into my thinking, fear, worry, discouragement, or right expectation, joy, trust, and love. What was I entertaining, thinking about? The truth about God and man, or lies and rumors? And what was I sending out, sadness, doubt, despondency, or strength, courage, and joy? I made every effort to be grateful, too, for I had a lot to be grateful for. And the Bible says, a merry heart doeth like medicine. I knew nothing was impossible to God, and no matter what injuries, breakages, or otherwise I may have sustained, nothing was too hard for God. Nothing could stop a complete healing. I disciplined my thought even more, and I had that glorious healing. I am more grateful than I can say. All things do truly work together for good to them that love God. Is anything too difficult for our Father? No, there isn't.
You've been hearing from Susan Collins, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from New York, New York.
Do you have questions about Christian Science? A public lecture on Christian Science is a great way to hear how ideas from the Bible and Mary Baker Eddy's book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, make practical spirituality available to anyone. Contact a local Church of Christ scientist, if you have one in your area, to see when the next lecture will be held. Or visit our Find a Lecture schedule under the Find Us tab on christianscience.com to see when lectures are happening online and all over the world. That's our program for this week. Thanks for being with us today on this edition of Sentinel Watch, a weekly production of the Christian Science Sentinel. I'm Tony Lobel.
This podcast is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.